Welcome, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you, and reminding you about Tri-State Livestock News. You can immerse yourself in the world of ranching with Tri-State Livestock News, with comprehensive coverage on cattle, horses, rodeo, all things agriculture. It's what ranchers read. Tri-State Livestock News.
And coming up, 2 weeks away, less than 2 weeks, the countdown is official. The annual Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo coming up Friday, January 26th through February 3rd in Rapid City, the largest trade show in the region featuring over 300 vendors. They have cattle shows and sales. They have horse shows and sales. They have nights of extreme bull riding starting on the 26th. Rodeo events including Ranch Rodeo on the 30th and Bronx for Breakfast on the 31st. That's just some of the things lined up for the annual Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo.
Inviting you to the Slutton Angus Bull Sale coming up Monday, February 12th. It starts at noon Mountain Time at Faith Livestock Auction, Faith, South Dakota, selling 115 head and 80 registered yearling bulls, 30 coming yearling heifers as well. This will be one of the top carcass trait sales of the year. Slutton Angus, Faith Livestock Auction, Faith, South Dakota, noon Mountain Time, February the 12th. Kim, what do you have for the good stuff?
I have a huge variety of things, but I thought I'd get started with this. How long do you suppose Juicy Fruit gum has been around, Mike?
1922.
That was a really good guess. It was wrong, but it was a very good guess. 1893.
Oh, yeah, older than I thought.
Yep. Actually, the way they got started distributing Juicy Fruit gum was it came free in a package of baking powder.
In baking powder, huh?
In baking powder. Wow. Yeah, I thought that was very interesting. Then it showed up at the World's Fair, and the rest is history. 1893, Juicy Fruit gum. And there you go for interesting facts.
I have something called cold is a relative thing. And where we hit this cold snap here in the Midwest, I thought we might get a little chuckle out of this. When it's 65 above zero, Floridians turn on the heat. People in the Dakotas, Wyoming, and Montana, they plant gardens. When it's 60 above zero, Californians shiver uncontrollably. People in the Dakotas, Wyoming, and Montana, they go sunbathing. When it's 50 above zero, Italian and English cars won't start. People in the Dakotas, Wyoming, and Montana drive with the windows down. When it's 40 above zero, Georgians don coats, thermal underwear, gloves, and wool hats. People in the Dakotas, Wyoming, and Montana throw on a flannel shirt. In 35 above zero, New York landlords finally turn up the heat. People in the Dakotas, Wyoming, and Montana have the last cookout before it turns cold. At 20 above zero, people in Miami don snowmobile suits. People in the Dakotas, Wyoming, and Montana, they probably close the windows. When it turns zero, all the Californians fly to Mexico. And people in the Dakotas, Wyoming, and Montana, they might get out their winter coats. 10 below zero, Hollywood disintegrates. The Girl Scouts in the Dakotas, Wyoming, and Montana start selling cookies door-to-door. When it's 20 below zero, congressmen and lobbyists go fact-finding to Hawaii, while people in Dakotas, Wyoming, and Montana let the dogs sleep indoors. 30 below zero, Santa Claus abandons the North Pole, and people in the Dakotas, Wyoming, and Montana get upset because they can't start the snowmobile. 40 below zero, Air Force does touch-and-go landings on Missouri River near Minot in their F-15s, while people in the Dakotas, Wyoming, and Montana start saying, "Cold enough for you yet?" At 50 below zero, hell freezes over. Schools in Dakotas, Wyoming, and Montana will open 2 hours late.
Very interesting. Hey, let's switch that and start on a positive note, should we? I've learned that no matter what happens, how bad it seems today, life does go on, and it will be better tomorrow. I've also learned that you can tell a lot about a person by the way they handle four things: a rainy day, the elderly, lost luggage, and tangled Christmas tree lights.
That is frustrating.
Yep. I've learned that regardless of your relationship with your parents, you'll miss them when they're gone from your life. Don't forget that.
That's true.
That's very true. And I've learned that making a living is not the same thing as making a life.
True. Good advice in there. There's some nice things to remember here on the Good Stuff program. If you have something to share, all you have to do is send that to kimhburge@gmail.com, and one day we might be able to feature it right here on The Good Stuff.